What's up? I'm chewing gum. Deal with it. Welcome back. What's up? I've been gone for a while. I haven't done this in about, I don't know, a month probably. I did some. I don't know what I spoke. I don't even remember what I talked about. But welcome to a little sports talk. Sports talk. What's going on in sports? Real quick, let's do this. Football. People sign in, people be like, what, Deshaun Watson is a creep, so who knows, he might just not play at all anymore. TJ Watt left. I thought he was going to go to the Steelers to play with his brothers, but nope, he went to Arizona, I think. I don't even know. I think he's Republican. And what else? Basketball is going on. Nobody cares. I don't care. I only watch basketball during the playoffs. Playoffs? That's the only time I watch basketball, because it's the only time I feel like it's interesting. Like, I get it, shooting balls into baskets, it's fun. But, not my thing to watch a whole four quarters of it. Are they called quarters, or are they called periods? Or are they called menstrual cycles? Baseball, still spring training. It's about to start, I think, on tomorrow, maybe Thursday. Thursday's the first game, April Fool's. I'm gonna say it right now. The Red Sox are a playoff team. I think I said it last time. This is what happens when you don't fucking do podcasts back to back weeks and you wait a month. I don't even remember what I talked about. So if I'm repeating myself, deal with it. I'm chewing gum. Deal with it. I think the Red Sox are a playoff team. There, I said it. I did talk about this because I even broke down who I think is going to make the playoffs or who's going to win the divisions and blah, 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 blah. The Grammys happen. Nobody gives a shit about Grammys. What else happened? Golden Globes happened. That's what I spoke about last time. The Oscars are coming up. Not sure if this one is coming up. This is going to be the worst Oscars in history because nobody fucking came out with movies. I started watching The Crown. That's a good show. Very interesting because it has drama and history because it really happened. That's a dope show. I recommend The Crown. It's really good. Has really good actors in it. But I'm barely like on... I'm on the first season still, like fifth episode probably. I watch one episode a night with my wife. And most of the time she's just on her phone going, what happened? And I have to explain the whole fucking episode. On this, so in the beginning of March, I did a podcast with my wife and her cousin. I had to edit out pretty much a lot of it because my wife will say some stuff. I said some stuff. Nothing like, oh my God, it's going to ruin our relationship. Nothing like that. It's just some stuff was said that maybe we shouldn't have, like, shouldn't have said and shouldn't have, like, really. I'm a private guy and I don't want to talk a lot about my private stuff, and it was a lot of private talk there. So I did go in and edited out a bunch of stuff, and I'm gonna do a two-part. So this, with this podcast, I'm gonna put the first part of the podcast we did, because I had to pause it and I was like, I'm just gonna not, let's just start over. And I started over, and then we did the second part, and then I kind of went, after I went through it, I edited some stuff out. I was like, why not just, I try to do the whole thing as one episode, but instead I'm gonna do two parts of it. One part after this episode, and then the next part after the next episode I do next week, or a month from now, or whenever the fuck I do it. But yeah, so you'll hear that after the break, after the ads, the one ad that I have. So that's why I'm kind of going into this whole thing now. But yeah, for the Oscars, maybe I could see who's, I want to talk some Oscars. You know what? A little Oscar talk. I don't even remember if I know who's, I don't know. So, oh yeah, real quick while I'm looking for this. My son did break his arm. I remember I told you guys that. He ended up, I went back to take the cast off. Turns out, still broken. So, they recasted it. And now, he has to leave it on for another 2 weeks. Which is cool, you know, but I mean, it kind of, it's whatever. He doesn't care. He's using it. He's like, nothing. He hasn't changed. He still plays. He still does everything. He just has a cast on now. But he still does whatever the hell he wants. Bam, 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 ba-do-ba-do-ba-do, bam, 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 wow, wow. My middle child, he's playing baseball. He's going to start. He went to little tryouts. I don't know how they do it. He's really young, so they don't really do tryouts. They just go through the players, and then they put them in a team. And that's basically it. They don't really have, like, real tryouts. Anyways, I can't find what I was looking for. So, yeah, we'll see what team they put him in. They're bugging me. Like, what if they put him with the Giants? Because they know I'm not a Giants fan or a Yankees fan. And I'm like, well, I don't care. As long as he has fun. You know what I mean? It's little. They're like tiny little, like, literally younger. Nations. So it's like, who cares what team he plays for? I don't care. You know what I'm saying? All right, Best Picture, Sound of Metal. That's the one where the drummer can't hear anymore. Mank, I don't know what the fuck that is. Minari, that's interesting. I want to watch that one. That's about, I don't know if they're from China or from Korea. I don't know where they're from, but they come. It's like a family that comes to the South to plant something. I think it's called Minari, like a special plant. And trying to live the American dream. So that's interesting. Promising Young Woman. I think that's the one where the chick is a prostitute. The Father, I don't know, Judas and the Black Messiah. The Trial of Chicago 7, Nomadland. See, these movies seem cool, but I don't know. And they're showing it Sunday, April 25th. I haven't seen any one of them. I know what they're about. Some I just choose not. Like Nomadland, I could see it. It's on Hulu. The Trial of Chicago 7, that's on Netflix. Some of these I could watch. I just choose not to. Sound of Metal, I think, is on Amazon. I don't know. Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins, The Father. Riz Ahmed, he's a dude in Sound of Metal. He's a drummer that can't hear anything. Steven Yeun, Minari. Chadwick Boseman, he died. And Gary Oldman. They might give it to Chadwick Boseman because he died. Because I don't know how good of a job he did in that movie where everybody's sweating. But pretty much all these other actors are probably just like, why even write a speech? They're most likely going to give it to Chadwick Boseman. Which sucks because it's like, they can't really do a beautiful tribute to him because of COVID. They should just have people go. Fuck the bullshit. Best Actress, Andra Day. The Billie Holiday movie. Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman. She's in The Crown. So I hope she wins because she's in The Crown. Carey Mulligan, Viola Davis in the Sweaty movie. Frances McDormand. Nomadland, I kind of want to see it because it looks interesting. It's just a movie about regular ass people. It looks interesting. International feature film, who cares? Best documentary, who cares? Animated feature, now we're talking. Wolfwalkers, what the fuck is that? Onward is a cute movie. Soul, I'm going for Soul. Shaun the Sheep, what the fuck? Over the Moon. You see, that's what I mean. So many other better fucking movies that came out that are animated. And they come out with Shaun the Sheep. But yeah, I think Soul's going to win. It's a really good movie. I like Onward. I like the story of Onward. But I think Soul's going to win. Best Supporting Actress, Amanda Seyfried. Olivia Colman, I don't know who that is. Yoon Young Young, Minari. Maria Baklova, Borat. Again, I think she should win because, bro, she had to act her ass off in front of strangers who didn't know they were being filmed. That shit ain't easy. She had to dance a period dance. Her fucking dress full of period blood in front of strangers and not break character. She could not laugh. Give her the fucking Oscar. That's hard. All these other actresses had to, like, had takes. Had to be, like, if they broke character, they had to cut. And then they could do it again. She can't. She's in front of, it's a fucking play that she's doing in front of everybody. I think she should win. Best original song. Who cares? Yeah, who cares? Best supporting actor. Paul Ratt. Sacha Baron Cohen. Leslie Odom Jr. went in Miami. Daniel Kaluuya. Yeah, I don't know. Let's go Sacha Baron Cohen. Live action film short. Best director. Who knows? Bro, with all... You know what? I'm going to say something controversial. But I think with all this stuff going on right now with, like, Asian people getting beat up and stuff, I would not be surprised if a lot of Asians win Oscars. Just to, so that the Academy could be like, hey, look, we're not racist. We like Asians. Because that's the type of shit they do. Like, when Black Lives Matters happened, when, you know, the Me Too movement was going on, when all this stuff, they start, like, it's Hollywood. At the end of the day, it's fucking Hollywood, and that's what they do. They are like, what's the flavor of the month? Let's fucking shove that down your throat. And it makes you kind of wonder, like, are you really giving these awards to the people who deserve it, or just because you're trying to make a statement saying, look, I'm not racist, look, we have, you know, people of color that are in the best director category, we have women in the best director, the best actor, you know, like, it's like, dude, it's rough because you don't know if they're really doing it for the talent, and or maybe they're just, you know, scared that they're gonna get canceled, so they don't want to hurt people's feelings. And I'm not saying that these people aren't deserving of being Oscar nominated, because they are. I haven't seen that, like, that movie Minari. I want to see it. I saw the trailer. It looks dope. I have had people tell me that's a dope movie, you should check it out. So I want to see it. And it looks good. I don't doubt that it is not. I think it's, from what I see, it's good. And from what I hear, it's really good. So they are deserving of this. But I think that the Oscars might, you know what I mean? They're too transparent sometimes. Original screenplay. You know, I like screenplays. I actually read screenplays just to read them. But yeah, I don't know who's going to win this. Best adapted screenplay. The Father, White Tiger, Nomadland, Borat. I should check out fucking Nomadland, really. Best visual effects, Tenet. Maybe Tenet, because it's all like... The one and only Ivan. Nah, they did not do good visual effects. Which one's Midnight Sky? Love and Monsters? Mulan? Mulan was straight garbage. Oh, Midnight Sky was dope. That's a really good movie. That's the one with fucking George Clooney. That's a dope movie. I don't know why people didn't fucking like that one more. Fucking Midnight Sky was dope. I should have got more fucking best original score. The Five Bloods. Soul's gonna win that. Soul had a beautiful fucking score. Cinematography. I think I saw the trailer for Nomadland and it has a lot of outside shit. So that might win. It has a lot of outside shit. Makeup and hairstyling, Pinocchio, man. I'm Hillbilly's costume design, who cares? Editing, production design. Is that it? That's it. So, yeah. Those are my picks. But like I said, this year's kind of like, when it comes to movies, they're not really hitting. There's no DiCaprio movie out. You know what I'm saying? There's no Martin Scorsese movie out. They're all waiting for this year. So I think next year's Oscars is going to be a bunch of heavy hitters on it again. This year, they're kind of like, it's a lot of Hulu movies, a lot of Netflix movies. I think the movie industry has a problem with theaters right now because it's like, dude, I don't know. You got to get butts in those seats. And I mean, I went to go see Tom and Jerry in the theater, but I went because we took my son for his birthday. The theater is doing this thing where you pay $100. It depends. If it's an old movie, it's like $90. And if it's a new release movie, it's like $120. And we saw Tom and Jerry. It was a new release. It was funny. It was good. Good kids movie, solid, and yeah, we went to see it because my son's birthday, so we just rented out, and a bunch of his friends come and we watch it. It's private, you know. We sit spaced out, and I wouldn't be scared to go to the theater right now. Why would I? But it's just like, what movie's out? There's no movie out. I think they're banking on like. I think they fucked up by doing this HBO Max thing where they're bringing out, like, the same time you could watch it at home and you could watch it in the theater because, for example, this movie, this Godzilla movie coming out, King Kong Godzilla. I have HBO Max. I'm watching it at home. I'm a fucking turn off the lights. I have a big enough TV, comfortable, chilling at my house. Maybe light up a little, shoop, shoop, shoop. Maybe get a little, maybe like a little dubs, 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 right? A little schnumberg, schmokey, schmuck, right? A little bit. And enjoy it. And just chill and watch it with my wife or something. Just fucking enjoy some CGI-ness. But that movie is a movie that would be amazing to watch in the theater. But the fact that I could watch it at home, I'm watching it at home. I'm not going to the theater. That's just the way it is. But if they would have said, no, you can't watch it at home, like the HBO Max wouldn't have done that, I would have gone to the theater to watch this movie. 100%. It looks like a fun movie, theater movie to watch. 100% I'm watching that in the theater. But they're not doing that. So, you know, what could I do? What can I do? So anyways, that's, let me talk about some UFC's fights. Francis fucked up Stipe, which was cool. You know, if you don't know about Francis's story, it's pretty interesting. He went through a lot when he migrated from Africa to Paris, to France. And it was a fucked up migrate. It was fucked up. It wasn't just like, oh, let me get on an airplane and get out. It was like somebody like a Mexican coming to the United States, or even worse, or even further down, like somebody from Central America coming up, someone from Nicaragua coming up, where they have to pass several state countries just to get up here. That's kind of how it was for him. But then he had to cross a fucking ocean. It's not that big of an ocean, but he had to cross it. On a fucking raft or something. And it was rough. His story was on Rogan. It was pretty rough. And he won. He beat Stipe. Knocked him out. So good for him. He's now the champ. He'll most likely fight John Jones. But now John Jones looking like he's being a little bitch. Because he wants a lot of money. Because he knows this will be the biggest fight in UFC history. So he wants to get paid. I think he wants a couple mil. More than a couple. I think he wants a lot of money for this, and the UFC ain't gonna, probably might not pay him up, but whatever, dude. Fucking whatever, dude. fucking whatever, dude. And then Tyron Woodley lost against Vicente Luque. Vicente Luque is a good guy. He's a pretty good fighter. Beating Tyron Woodley is going to bump him up pretty high. He submitted him. Sean O'Malley won again. And then that was basically the only fighters that I knew. Yeah, and after that, there's not really a card that's interesting. At least not right now. Let me see. UFC 261 is the next one that's going to be fun. That's April 24th. That's the next one that I most likely will watch at home. Or because it's three title fights. It's Valentina Shevchenko versus Jessica Andrade. Which is good because Jessica Andrade is a little tank. So she might knock out Valentina. But Valentina's a fucking beast. She's the only one who I think can, and my opinion did, beat Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes and her fought a couple times, and they went the distance, and they both times sided with Amanda Nunes. And I think Shevchenko did enough to beat Amanda, but whatever. So she went down to flyweight, took that belt just easily, just fucking slapped a girl in the face and was like, give me this shit. Knocked her ass out. But that's one title fight. The next title fight is Rose Namajunas fighting Weili Zhang, who's the champ. She's from China. And Rose Namajunas, that's going to be insane. I don't know who's going to win that. Rose has really good stand-up. Fuck, I haven't. But she's also a jiu-jitsu master. She does flying arm bars, for God's sake. Those two chick fights are going to be amazing. And then the main event is Kamaru Usman, Marty Fake Newsman, versus Jorge Masvidal. They fought before, but Jorge only had 6 days notice. So he didn't really have time to train. He just had to cut weight. And that went to unanimous decision. I mean, that went to business, and Kamaru won by unanimous decision. I think maybe Jorge won the first round, maybe. And after that, it was just Kamaru just fucking pounding his face in. But after that, he was talking shit. He was like, look, that was 6 days notice. Me with the full camp, for sure, I'll beat him up. I'll win. Not sure if that's going to happen, but it'll be exciting to watch. And that's one I for sure want to watch. And yeah, that's what's coming up. I'm not going to give any picks right now. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But yeah, that's it, man. All right. I don't have any high thoughts. Let me see. I use hot Cheetos as a condiment. That was one of my thoughts. Well, enjoy this weird exchange between me, my wife, and my wife's cousin. It was fun. I don't remember what we talked about, but yeah, hope you like it. Bye.
Hey, this is the
third time I'm starting to record this. So,
third?
Yeah, the second time because we started.
Okay, so should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, you don't tell us when you start recording.
Because I like that. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right, but no.
Let's go.
So, welcome to a little sports talk. I'm Chench. With me is...
Jerry So Cherry.
That's a lady we picked on the street. And
Liz.
Another lady of the night.
Lady of the night.
You know what that is? Oh. Do you know what a lady of the night
is? I'm not a lady of the night.
Yeah, you're not. Do you know what that is?
A hooker?
Yeah, it's a hooker.
Oh my God. All right, well.
Is that a compliment or what?
No, not at all.
Absolutely not. I literally just told him today how my brother called me a hooker once. And I was like, no, I didn't. I wasn't a hooker. Because I was in New York.
And that's so funny.
And I was broke as serious. Fuck. I was broke as fuck. I was 21. I was with my best friend. We're at a bar and this guy's like, can I buy you a drink? And I was like, oh my God, he's going to roofie me. I was like, no. He goes, what? Why? And I was like,
you remember
you. I was like, because you're gonna roofie me. And then he was like, what? I was like, I got trust issues. And then he was like, if I give you cash, go get yourself a drink. I was like, absolutely, I also have a friend. So he gives me cash. And then I was like, Cortez, we're leaving the bar. And we left. And then we went and had a nice lunch. Told Junior, and Junior was like, don't ever do that again. You're basically a hooker getting money from a strange man. And I was like, what? No, dude, I got money for literally doing nothing. You're saying, I don't want you to buy me a drink. Mm-hmm. So I am not a lady of the night.
If you would have been like, nice. I'll suck your dick. Then it was like, yeah, but no, it's not nice.
What about if I say that to like my husband?
Okay, pues.
And you could like, I could just, you could
so role play.
Yeah.
You could come like after 17 years, don't you think we could do something
you
like that?
You could put on
like,
a wig.
Okay, well.
Yeah. You could be like, oh, you're watching the football game right now?
What's your name?
Cherry, I'll say Cherry or whatever.
No. She can't be hers. She has to be like,
I know.
What's a good name for like a random Gertrude?
What the heck? That sounds like one of the fighters. The female fighters.
So we did what? No. One's Amanda.
I couldn't guess which one that one was.
Which one?
No. Oh shit. Is it the one? Shit. Not the one with the baby. Not the Brazilian one.
It is her.
Damn it. I was like, it's gonna flip on me.
Amanda Nunes.
That was really cute.
Oh yeah, they had the baby.
Yeah, she was like, "Where's my baby?"
She didn't say it like that.
Yeah, she did.
She said, "A dingo ate my baby." She said, "Bring me." Yeah, she did say, "Where's my baby?"
Yes.
I don't know why I went. I thought she said, "Bring me baby."
No, but she, those fights were.
I forgot about gravity.
No, but back. Almost,
oh. Oh shit! Go back. Get physical therapy. It's been great.
I should.
What?
I have free chiropractor, remember? My word. I have free therapy and everything.
I hate you, dude. Just go do it.
I have to go do it because I get it for free.
He's done.
Don't make him cry. I mean, cry. Yeah, cry, basically.
This is so funny. Yeah,
like. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Whose saliva was that?
Let me.
Yeah, like saliva. The rib is strong. You got hella scared. You thought it was a spider.
Yeah, I did. One time there was a... Dude, one time we were at school and I'm talking to Cortez and this fat ass black spider's crawling on her neck. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, dude, Cortez. She was like, what? I was like, dude, there's a spider on your neck. And she's like, get it off. I was like, no.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Damn.
What'd you eat? Carnitas.
No, I was holding it.
That's why I didn't want to have
carnitas. No, it wasn't that. I was
carnitas
holding
it. Carnitas are amazing.
I was holding it.
Not my favorite. Oh, go. Try. What? Just try.
It is my favorite. I have twice, but I can't sit in the toilet more than 5 minutes. Like, I just...
Oh, my God. Hold on.
How about sports talk?
So...
How about them
Chencho?
Chench Dizzle.
Flushed a flashlight in the toilet.
I gotta bring that up again.
Because...
And it cost us...
This is why I just stopped recording it.
$350.
Okay. Round it up. We're rounding down. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. We're not gonna give any context, so to save the rest of this episode.
Because...
She said no context. She said stop.
No. Respect our boundaries.
His son had the flashlight in his hand while he was peeing.
Because he's scared.
And dropped it in the toilet. And Papa was disgusted to take it out and touch his own son's pee. So he decided the best idea was to flush
the pee.
Flush the damn toilet and the freaking...
Oh, you didn't think the flashlight was going to go through?
No. It was pretty big, so I didn't think it was going to go through.
That's hilarious.
And it just went stupid. Like
that. Dude, I remember that. That was... Never forget.
No, I would never forget that.
But anyway, the fights were really cool. I really enjoyed watching UFC with you guys. Thanks. It's really dope.
It's a cool sport.
It is. I mean, okay, I don't know if it's... I feel like it's just men who are really angry and just want to fight. I'm kidding.
No, you know what? Something like that.
In
no.
The, in, why
do you want to beat somebody up for no reason?
Exactly. Oh, no, for money.
No.
But that's what I'm saying. I there can't has to do be that. In, like, intrinsic motivation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they're a different breed of people. They're warriors. I don't get it either. I wouldn't do it.
No, I understand. But it's they just, do it. It's really cool. Crazy. And I just want to be
like,
in
their
mind.
Like, for example, that.
Yeah, they're very, like, crazy.
I wouldn't want to be in their mind, but.
I want to be in there.
But I would want to know what, like.
What it's like. Like. What their lifestyle. Feeling? Yeah, what their feelings. Yeah. Yeah, actually, wow, thank you. Wow. No, yeah, no, I want to know their feelings.
I don't want to be there. You get Walken? Me? Because it's like...
No, imagine it's if I was crazy. A fighter.
Like, for example, that you guy that hit balls. Him really, that hit him in the face. Knocked him. That's pretty like, damn.
Which one,
he
the
was
knee?
Just, oh, yeah. Can we talk about
just,
that one?
And he was just standing there like nothing?
Yeah,
no, that is not okay.
Of course not. That made him
something... Something's wrong with you.
I guarantee if you go online right that's now, being everyone's angry. Talking shit about that guy. That guy
really?
Like,
I didn't.
I guarantee
yeah, me,
it.
Dude,
like,
that guy was out of pocket.
Yeah, and he was just out like, of pocket.
And I was like, and the fact that he didn't
I
even like go
knee.
Like up to him or
like my bad, dude.
Yeah, not
like I got like in hey, the moment.
Yeah, like something that motherfucker just was like kept on just shrugging, like what the fuck? And yeah, I was like, what do you mean, what the fuck?
Yeah,
the fuck is you did this shit illegal? Yeah. Like
that's why the ref said it. It was intentional.
Yeah. I love that they were mic'd. And we were like, I was like, give me the tea.
So, what happens now?
Yeah.
With him.
What goes
on? So, Aljamain, oh, with the Russian dude? Yeah. Most likely, they're going to fight again.
If he doesn't get, like, in trouble for what he did?
I don't know.
Is he get, do you know if he gets fined?
He might not get paid. You know what I mean?
Okay. For that fight.
For that fight.
But the other dude, what?
For sure. That guy's...
Oh, okay.
That guy, for sure, won, so... First, when you're a fighter, you get paid to show up, and then you get more if you win.
Mm.
So they say I'll pay $20,000.
The Warrior was such a good movie, but yeah.
To show up, they mm-hmm. fight, and if you win, you get another $20,000. That's more than that, obviously, but that's some cases it's more.
You know,
with
it's crazy
champions
to me,
for sure, it's more.
It was
he got
really
paid double, and then they might just say. Hey, we're gonna give you that guy's money because they were gonna give it to them somebody him anyways.
That's true.
So they might just be like, you know what? And here's a reward.
Double
for
it.
That shit. Yeah.
Double
it was it. Crazy to see him
to
cry.
Fuck the other guy over.
And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. And I was like, dang, he must be a really like emotional guy. I'm just thinking, yeah, why are you giving me that look?
Sometimes having a emotional guy is not so great.
She's saying that because I cry at everything.
You cry.
Yes.
Yeah. Things are sad. I cry. I'm a human being.
Oh my god, that's so sweet. I feel like you were like that guy in high school.
That's what I
like. I don't know feelings.
Oh no, Angel shows his feelings.
Yeah. I was like, what's up?
Yeah, he shows. I like it, but sometimes it's just too much. He's listening to a song and he's like, crying. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh wait. Oh my god, Yugi, calm down. I know.
Song.
I cry with music all the time.
Every song I cry at has kids in it.
Well, it makes sense.
Or people die.
Like,
or
it makes like sense.
There's death in it.
And it's just weird because, you know,
country
there's...
Country music?
Well, I guess I'm lucky because there's a lot of men. Majority of the men think they're too, like, why am I going to cry for this?
So, too much and he,
yeah. That's, I was going to say that, but I yeah. didn't want to. But he's not like that. He shows it and...
You know, it was crazy.
Sometimes
because
I just have to ignore him and I'll just be like, oh,
he's
fine. Okay.
I never thought.
Okay, that's not that bad. He's in the fucking corner crying again.
I never thought that, like, I was. Like,
you're in the closet crying again, fucking pussy?
Dude, I basically say that.
I know, I was
you're
like,
I heard you. You say that all the time. Mm-hmm.
But remember, no, sticks and stones.
I just
sticks and stones.
Something about.
Isn't this one distracting?
I am. I'm like, oh my god.
Just ignore it.
Back to the Machista talk. I never realized that I was raised around hella machistas. And now I'm like, wow.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking of it, yeah, you're so right.
That's all I was raised with, actually. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. But here we are. And now.
Explains a lot.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, damn, I get it.
That's why we're the way we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. With guys. Very, like, we don't trust them.
And okay, like if that. They're not that way. But absolutely. Anyway. Yeah.
Back to sports.
You think they got trust issues?
Boom.
The fighters?
The wives, maybe.
Fuck, I would too. Imagine. Oh my god. With my guy coming scared. Out in those tight shorts.
What? This was like a.
I mean, the guys. That's what I said, right?
I don't know. Honestly, I
stopped. I don't know. Listening. I just. Those shorts were so tight.
Well, yeah, they have to be comfortable.
I know, but I'm like, wow.
They have to feel like they're not wearing anything.
I don't know. I always tell Angel so that a guy up. That's like.
What?
Like that, like very too buff and all. That doesn't like bring my attention.
Like the buff ass dudes?
Yeah. It's not like, she's oh my like, god, they're so hot. Like, to me, those guys
who's
probably
buff
take,
to you. No, like, who's a buff ass dude?
Like those guys. Like these fighters and like.
Buff. Wait, I don't think they were buff. I thought like those were just like lean and like muscular.
No, but she's talking about like buff.
Yeah, okay. Like that to
those
me.
Those are
is
gross.
Not
attra-
I'm
yeah.
gonna Google.
I don't.
I'm gonna Google buff
it
guys.
Buff dudes.
Attracting me at all.
Dude. Oh, I was
you,
gonna
a
say.
Guy cannot take longer in the bathroom than me. Like if I freaking tit.
Girl, we are so quick in the shower.
Exactly.
We're like
and
in
I
and out.
Makeup.
Like,
how long did I take this
it's
morning?
It's because we're really pretty.
Oh my god. Like these guys?
Yeah. That's disgusting.
That's
to
basically me.
Me
though.
Oh my god. Ew. That's so gross.
Guys,
yeah,
be quiet. That is
I can't. I think that's disgusting.
I agree.
This guy is gross?
I don't like that.
Ew. No. Really? You remind me of that Russian guy. That one. Oh my god.
I think they're that
the
bad.
Russian guy won that guy.
Huh? The guy.
The guy who was really fan favorite. Drake's friend.
Yeah, Izzy lost.
Yeah.
Drake's friend.
That's what he told me.
I might have been confused. I might have just been talking out of my ass.
Because you're too loud.
Alright, let's take a quick pause. Oh shit.